Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need questions answered? Need help? Need a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levice, hosted by the lovely Lacey and her co-host, the coolest dude alive, but not dead, Dakota.
I love how you had to throw in the not dead part.
Well, I'm not the coolest dude. Not dead, so I don't know.
I guess. We do have a special person here tonight. My brother is here today. His name is Ryan. Say hello, Ryan.
Mahalo.
He is a little special. He was born on my birthday when I was one, so we are 1 year apart exactly. And he's completely gross right now for burping in my ear. But anyway, anyhow, welcome to the show, Ryan.
That is crazy how siblings share a birthday and they're not twins.
Well, we were raised like it, but...
Yeah, I don't have to share any of my
shit. He said, yeah, he doesn't have to...
I guess you got your guys' mom saved on cake and stuff over the years, so I guess that would be good. Just one cake for the both of you.
No.
Not really.
Did you, like, do half? Like, did, like, you each get to pick, like, a half a cake?
Yep. Mine was always vanilla, and Ryan was always chocolate.
That's just how I am.
That's just how he is,
That's just how I am. That's just how I roll, man. So, while you were busy at work today, while you were busy at work today, I was not and actually got some writing done. So, I looked up a few things for the show. Here's just a few random news topics here. So, for some reason overseas, like over in China and like Amsterdam and a few other places, there is a rapid number of bicycles being found in canals for some reason. Over in Amsterdam, 15,000 bikes are pulled out of the canal every year. So I don't know if it's like some Evel Knievel stunts gone bad or what, but...
Oh, did somebody just change their mind and right as they get to the canal and their bike ends up there or are their dead bodies there too?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it's crazy. That's just Amsterdam, and then see in the southern China, they fish out thousands of bikes each year, so they get a good amount too. But it's fucking crazy.
Wow.
I wonder if and nobody knows why they're there. It's just people throwing bikes in the fucking canals. See, out in Arizona, you'd find shopping carts and shit in canals. You'd probably find a few bikes. Probably a bunch of guns
like
and random knives and shit, but.
Ron says, how many people have that many bad decisions with bicycles? Like,
yeah, right.
Well, Ron, there are a lot of people in this area. So like,
Dude, I wonder if it is like an alien dumping ground. They're picking up people on bikes and just dropping the bikes back off.
I mean, if you got a better explanation.
I'm going with aliens now, man. I'm high and I'm going with it. So. Too late. It's already in my mind. It's aliens. Oh, what if it's illegal aliens and they're just dumping the bikes too and taking people to Mexico? That's what I'm going with now. It's illegal aliens taking people to Mexico.
I don't like those kind.
Oh, mom.
All right. The next news topic is you can get paid to eat candy. At a Canadian company is paying people $78,000 per year or whatever to be candy testers. Personally, I think it's cheaper to get Oompa Loompas, but I want to sign up for this job. They got an office in New Jersey. I'm willing to move to New Jersey for this shit.
My brother's already packing his bag.
Bro, let's go. We'll Let's carpool, man. We'll save on gas that way.
Like actual eating candy.
Yeah.
$78,000 Yeah. Freaking nurses don't have much money. They're saving lots.
Yeah, that's not important, bro. What's important is making sure the candy tastes good.
Is the risk of death.
I wonder if it's like diabetics do not apply, or I mean, how's that?
Shit, they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. Oh, look, my nephew decided to enter.
Don't worry, we won't be here.
I'm just going to throw him on the spot. Earlier, all I could hear was, why are you naked? So, if he wants to explain why he was naked, go.
So, they're working at my mom's house, under the house, working on pipes. And so, he stripped on the front porch so he wouldn't carry mud into my house to go take a shower. So, for a moment in time, he was naked.
And
in his boxer. I'm sorry, in his boxer.
It doesn't make it okay for your neck.
It's just the truth. But anyways, what's the next story? Let's go on with my life. All right.
The next one, and last but not least, is want to hunt pythons in Florida this summer. There's professional tips here on how to hunt python. There's a professional snake hunter that's, you know, I guess teaching people how to do it down in Florida. Here's my tips personally for how to do it. Spot snake. Make sure it's not a garden hose, you know. Grab that snake. Don't get bit. I think those are the three tips anybody needs to be a snake hunter.
Why the hell touch a snake? Like, let them be. Like, you either kill them or let them go.
Hey, Florida has some weird-ass fuckers down there. They do some weird shit, so I don't know.
They're invasive.
They're invasive,
yeah. Yeah, that's what
we're talking about. Pythons and stuff.
Big, meaty snakes.
Big, meaty snakes that can kill you.
Makes sense, I guess. Okay.
So,
how many people?
Moving on to the advice portion of the show.
Yes, yes. So, moving on. We did have a few questions that came in this week. A lot of them are directed around, shockingly, around, like, marriage. I don't know why they keep asking me questions about marriage, but I'm there for you for whatever need you may have. But it's just kind of shocking that the last few shows we've had a lot of questions from spouses, and so that just lets you know that you're not alone if you have a problem. Anyway, as my brother and my nephew are talking in the background, arguing as an old little married couple, I'm going to continue. So, the question that we had.
You should describe that for pain.
I'll be
the one talking.
Okay. So, my question we had was if your spouse becomes injured, how bad is it if you get divorced because you're not able to have sex? Like, so that's the main issue, okay? So I've had like six or seven questions.
What kind of injury is this? It went straight from like,
so,
if my spouse got injured, like a broken leg, I was thinking to not being able to have sex. So what kind of injury are we talking here?
These are massive injuries. One of them had broke their back. Another one had become paralyzed from the waist down.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm just going to come at you from a social work point of view. It is common for them to be, for hospitals to have social workers on call for accidents like this for marriage counseling. A lot of people have a hard time, one, because your loved one is injured so poorly, and two, you know, they're being told all this new information, and sadly, 70% usually end up in divorce.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then 48% of all marriages end in divorce.
Been there, done there, got the certificate.
58 and dead.
If hearing war stories like that, that makes me not want to ever get married. So.
But it's cool about the ones that do, though. But my advice is, one, if you're only getting married and that's your main concern is that you're not able to have relations, then you should be married anyway. Just be like Dakota, have be friends with benefits. But
true.
You know, but that's the truth, though. You're not gonna.
You're not wrong. That is true. I mean, if you're in it just for the sex, don't get married. I mean, there's no point in that.
Because when stuff like this happens, and that's all that you're there for. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but also like, sometimes though, like say you are just in it for. Well, it depends on what your definition of in it for the sex is. Like what you were mentioning earlier, you got like people that do friends with benefits, right? Sometimes just because they're not together doesn't mean they don't care about that person type shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Which I do. But when you have the marriage concept, you become one. Okay? So.
Right. Which I get. I mean, it's more of a bond than.
Right. And so if that's your main, like, I don't mean this to be ugly or anything, just the questions that come across, a lot of them were from males.
Hey, I'm attracted to women with a
bad name. There's my fruit.
He likes long walks on the beach. Picnics.
Yeah, but I'm from...
Fried chicken.
A lot. Yeah, that is true. Do you have
I didn't hear what he said.
What's a substitute for a long walk living in the South?
What's a substitute for walking on a long walk on the beach when you're living in the South?
Let's see. Oh. Stroll through a cotton field?
Stroll through a cotton field? How about all that corn, he said. Anyway.
That's even better. Even better.
My advice is if that happens to you, I would sit down and talk about every option. Like, just because you can't be like you once were doesn't mean you can't be intimate in other ways. Okay?
Right.
And like I said, and I'd really do advise, like, when you're going into looking into marriage, and that's something that you need to think about, is, like, if that's the main thing you're getting married for, maybe marriage isn't for you. Lord, sweet Jesus. Moving on. And you can't get married just for money. Yeah, okay. Well,
oh, damn. Well, you just took the only reason I would ever marry out of this.
One of our other questions that we have that come in, like I said, I had a lot of questions about that. I don't know if there's been, I mean, I know there's war going on right now, and I know a lot of people are worried about their spouses and not coming home and problems. What was that?
Well, there's no more shit to make Russian wives with the whole Russia.
Yeah, there's no made to ship Russian wives now that we're in war with Russia. Anyway. I really need to invite them more often, don't I? Anyway.
That took me off guard.
it really did. Tell us some of your ads while I try to beat some sense into them.
All right. Ad number one is, tired of not smelling like a hill figure, then awake, my friend, and smell like the greatest hill figure of all time, Tammy. Drop Tammy Hill Figure today. Ad number two, Vinny's Secret is having a sale on secret stuff. From things I can't say to things I can't talk about. So keep Vinny's secret now. And those are our ads for this week.
Oh, I think Ryan was really in tune to those.
Can you eat it?
Everything you can eat. Anyway.
Can you eat it?
And we will have an answer for that. Yeah, no, Ryan. Anyway. So, anyway, one of our other questions that come in was about elderly care. Yes, elderly care, Matt Ryan,
sure
for the elderly.
I know nothing about that.
So, it was about APS. It was questions about that. And a lot of people were asking about how official, if they really are helpful, or if they're if they really do anything. I'm just going to say that
Nursing homes suck. Do not put your... did I say that out loud? Don't listen to Dakota.
not even talking about nurse homes. I'm talking about extra services.
Well, anyways, don't put your elderly in nursing homes.
So APS, elderly abuse, neglect, call them. And they go and they investigate. They are the ones that either remove the elder from that situation or try to...
Isn't that kind of like, don't you kind of do that too a little bit in a way sometimes or no?
I'm in the home all the time. I'm a social worker. And then if I see if issues happen, I have to report to APS.
Right. Okay. So you're like the one that's like, right, like it goes through you to get to them more or less. Like.
More or less, yeah. And
why'd you get dressed?
But the question was, is that they are, if they're helpful or if they're, you know, a lot of times that they are. I do know that they're overwhelmed right now. I do know that, like, for example, in certain areas, there's supposed to be like 75 caseworkers that do that. But right now, because of the economy that we live in, they may have like 25 instead of 75. If that makes any, you know, so their caseloads are super
right,
big.
Yeah.
But it's just like everything. It's like everything else right now. You can't get anybody to work.
That's
it's just a hard. It's a right now, and so I'm not saying that they're not helpful because they do the best that they can with the limited resources that they have, with the limited employees that they have. I mean, I wouldn't want to not report and something happen to an elder person and, you know, you be part of the problem if they're hurt or neglect, you know. So my advice.
You know how many times I've just reported, like, hey, that lady's been sitting there and she hasn't moved for like 3 hours and her eyes are closed. I don't know if she's napping or, you know, I might need to go check on her.
He has. I used to work in the nursing home with him. He's like, dead. I'm like, why didn't you go ask her? Like, why would you sit there and watch her like for an hour? Anyway.
Well, I want to go ask her if she's dead. You know how trippy that would be? Hey, are you dead? And then they wake up. Well, am I? You met Joanne and Bonnie. They would totally ask me that.
Let me ask our guests here if they have any questions that they would like advice on. That'd be nice. Hey, talkers in the background. Y'all have any questions that you would like advice on? Since you're our guest.
Yeah, why
can't you get any women? Oh, this is nice. This is Nathan. This is Nathan. He is 19 years old.
Can't get any women on dating sites. No, talking like Tinder, Grindr.
Okay, so he's an Eagle Scout. Okay. Very bright, very smart. Not just saying that because he's my baby that I didn't birth.
Almost.
But, one could say that you're trying way hard.
Your standards are too damn hard.
And your standards are a little high, yes.
Okay, like...
Okay, that is the goal for this show, is to get him freaking a girlfriend now. I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I need to know what your likes and your dislikes are. How big a tits you want, and what are we talking here? What we got? Your leg man, your ass man.
What's your ID, girl?
What?
No, Nathan. You're on the spot now. What's your ideal girl? An actual female girl.
No, not an email girl.
Okay, so he does favor email girls. Sorry about that. He's up for grabs. Go on. He really doesn't have any other preferences. I mean, he is quiet. I will tell you that. He's quiet until he gets to know you. And then I know he's like, oh, wait, that is me.
No,
and then.
I got a question.
Okay, I got it. I think I know a 23-year-old stripper. I think her name is Charity. She'll be perfect for him.
Yes, of course he's like high five. Ryan, what question?
I got you, bro. I got you.
Shut up.
We'll ask you preferences. Like, do you like men? Do you like women? Do you like bigger people? Do you like smaller people? And then when you start swiping left and right, they just don't even give a shit. Like, okay. So, like, the other day I'm swiping, and I get three dudes with, you know, on my profile. I'm not attracted to men. I'm sorry. I know people are, but I'm not. That's why it's called a preference page. So why is there men popping up, right?
So offended.
So then I get people, fair, find the right words here. I don't know how to word this.
Just say it.
That aren't real people.
People who aren't real people, okay.
I guess they're kind of like bots.
Oh, robots. Yeah.
Robots, I guess. But it'll be like, hello, are you, how good today?
Yes.
Okay, for example, I know there's fake accounts. There was one night I seen the same picture of the same chick, which I'm pretty sure was an adult actress, and not an actual like local person, on seven different accounts. So I messaged, message center on the app, and I was like, it was like, leave us some tips and ideas on how we can better experience. And I'm like, is there no way y'all can't filter all this fake crap? I got seven likes from the same person, and they're not real.
I feel the pain, dude. That's why I had to get off Instagram. Same shit was happening to me on Instagram. As soon as I got on there, I kept getting spam accounts hitting me up being like, you want to be my sugar baby and shit like that, and be like, I'll give you an allowance of $5,000 a week. And I'm just like, what is going on?
And it's not sugar baby.
I don't know what's worse. People want me to be like sugar baby or stuff like that, or if you actually talk to them for like 3 weeks and they're a normal person, like, good morning, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Okay, what are your interests? Blah, blah, blah. And then 3 weeks in, they're like, hey, yo, I really need an Amazon gift card. It's like, are you freaking serious? Wait,
you're right.
3 weeks?
My God. Is to not focus on the fake account.
I'm not even worried about booty. Seriously, I mean, people, all y'all out there that are worried, like my nephew on Grindr and stuff, I know. If you're upset that you can't get a girl or a guy, they'll come eventually. Just focus on, getting that degree, getting that job, making that money. People will come.
Especially when you make the money.
Don't get upset when all these, like me, when all these fake profiles and crap, I'm on your bitch and stuff.
And that's the advice that I would give you, which that's what I'm about to give you before you said it. like, it's not about, you know, they'll come. Like, you got to get through the fake crap first. But... and also, you're saying somebody being perfect. There is nobody perfect out there by any means.
And if they are, they probably, like, live.
If they are, they're one of your robots.
No, if they're real, they probably live in Malaysia and expect you to move to them or
become a friend.
Fucking mob. And I'm like, no!
Oh, God. Anyway. Okay.
This has been the awesomest show ever. This is so awesome. We have to have them back on more often, for sure.
I give all the blame for everything said.
We're going to get him a girlfriend. We are doing a dating episode on here.
Oh, no.
And we're bringing him back on, and I will bring chicks on. I will hit up every strip club, every corner I can find to find the... Well, what are we saying? At least over $50 hooker or something? You know, I don't know. You know, something like that. And I will get him some chicks. I'll go to Walmart. I will check every aisle at Walmart. I'll hit up the grocery store, which, well, technically, that's easy for me. That happens to me a lot. I can go in the store and come out and somebody hit me up like, yo.
It's easy for me. Women just be laying on the ground when
Well, hey, that's how I spent my 30th birthday, bro. I went to the grocery store. I come out. I get hit up by some chick who's like, hey, I saw you in the store. And the next thing I know, 4 days later, you know. And
hate you.
Yeah. It was a good day. But anyway.
I can always tell you the story about Canada, girl.
No.
Oh, dude, I got to hear the story about Canada now.
Oh, now you gotta tell me.
Okay, so like I got on Instagram like after me and my ex split up, and I get this girl from like Canada starts messaging me, and I'm like, okay, I already know this is fake, so I might as well play along because I was lonely. And so I'm talking to her, and then like, you know, she actually video chatted me, so I'm like, oh, okay, so I guess she actually might be real. And she's like, I like you and I want to get to know you. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to lay it on the line for you thick here. I'm single dad. I'm in school. I work constantly. I have no time for other people. My life is a mess financially, and I'm emotionally unavailable, and it probably won't work out. 2 seconds later, I get a picture of titties. So I'm just saying, you know, I kind of have...
My man. I dig. It's a single dad thing, bro. I'm telling you. It's a single dad thing. You hit it with I'm a single dad, and it's like, bam.
Listen to this.
Women are now attracted to pudge.
You know, I think so also. Yeah, that is true, too.
A damn person warm at any time of the year. Wintertime?
You know, a keg is the new six pack. So
that's right.
I'm just gonna say that out
Why
there for
would
some.
You want to stop at six?
I'm just gonna say this out there for all the men as well. Luscious women are wonderful and wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I know where they be when I roll over.
I'm just saying. Not for my...
Women think that, which that's another part of that mental thing you were talking about. Women think they got to be like 65 pounds, you know, and fit into a negative 55-0 or whatever size.
A lot of places tell you you have to be.
Baby girl, there's somebody out there that wants all of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's
always somebody out there for everybody, so.
So, I mean, you know, so just don't, you know. Oh, my. Positivity.
So this show has kind of went off the rails, but it's been fun. I mean,
if we ever come on next time, we'll be prepared. This has just been chaos. I'm sorry.
We're bringing it back on next. Hey, you guys are coming back on either next. Oh no, not next week, but the week after we'll be doing another one for sure, or sometime next week. I can't do Monday. I'll talk to you about it after the show. But
this has been my life. This is my life, people at home.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left of the show, guys. I think it's been awesome, so yay. We're for sure going to have you guys back on. Getting your nephew laid, so I'm just going to throw that out there. So, ladies, we're coming for you for Nathan, right? Nathan, I got you.
Nathan, yeah.
What happened?
Shit, bring on your other nephew. We'll get him laid, too. Bring on everybody. We'll get everybody laid. Listen to the show. You're getting laid. That's next episode.
Anyways, go on. So
it's gonna be pussy and dick everywhere in the next episode, guys.
So if you have any questions, we do have a page called Ask Me a Levi's on Facebook. Please feel free to you can send messages privately. You can send messages on the page. Whichever you want, or you can call in live, or, you know, be a guest star like we had tonight. We'll be more prepared next time. also, we have a few more shows this week, so tell them about that.
Well, Wednesday we'll be doing the stash, which is going to be fan questions, so you guys feel free to write us in some questions for it. And I'll pick out the best. We're also going to do the high five shout outs like we normally do and all that normal shit. Friday, I've talked to Shane. I haven't got a chance to talk to Lacey, so I might as well do it now as we're doing this. Friday nights, I want to 11 our time or 11:30 our time, do a late show if we can and bleed it into my birthday and do like a little special. Shane said he might be able to make it, so we're going to try to do it. But, yeah, we're going to do a little celebration. Maybe I'll get drunk or something live on air, guys, so that would be awesome.
Sounds good.
Shane was down when I said we can get high, very, very high live. He's like, yes, I'm in.
So. I'll be the one through the conversation.
You'll be the one keeping the show on track because Logan would be tripping on acid or something. Yoder just be there. He's the intern anyway, so he doesn't get to say much.
He might get to say a lot of anyway.
Hey, we give him his own segment on the show. He shines every time he gets it.
But anyway, so we have those coming out for you, and then we'll try to do a show. It won't be Monday because, as Dakota has mentioned before, he can't do a show on Monday. But there'll be one that's coming up
Tuesday.
Soon.
I can do Tuesday if you're down for Tuesday. All right.
Tuesday works.
It'll be a show Tuesday.
It'll be a little less chaotic, but at least this one was a lot of laughter for you.
chaos is always good. So
it is.
It shows that, you know, we're real people.
Sure.
We're real family. We're the real nephew that we're going to get laid. So remember, on the lookout, ladies.
Don't need to send me their Amazon gift
card. Yes. Let's scam the scammers, man. I'm down. Let's catfish the scammers. Let's do this.
Be like, that's be you.
Anyway, again, this is my brother Ryan. And my nephew Nathan, who guest starred with us. Thank you for guest starring with us tonight.
With all that being said, guys, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
See you later.